True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner. For Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, and on the free Odyssey app.
That's right. This is the Mason Crosby Show. Mitch Nellis and Tommy Wirtz here with you. Thanks for listening all around the great state of Wisconsin on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Whether you're in Green Bay, whether you're in Wausau, whether you're in Milwaukee, whether you're in Duluth Superior, thank you for chiming in. And wherever else you're listening to, while you're watching us on YouTube or on Twitter at WI Sports Radio on our social handles. Of course, you can always chime in 414-677-1250, the Nicolay Law talk and text line. Your favorite moments from yesterday. The best thing you ate, the best thing you bought on a Black Friday shopping deal today, and, of course, your favorite moment from the Green Bay Packers game. Speaking of our Green Bay Packers, joining us as he does after every Green Bay Packers game, our good friend Ryan Wood from the Green Bay Press Gazette. Ryan, happy Thanksgiving and happy Friday to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Hope your holiday was good.
It was. I definitely ate everything twice, and I'm feeling it today, no doubt about it. Yep. I know we mentioned it last week, but I did see our friend Dario Melendez posted a picture of his plate from Detroit. How was the Thanksgiving fare at the game yesterday?
They had pecan pie and pumpkin pie, and that was it. You know, what I enjoyed was after the game, me and several of my colleagues on the beat, we went to a Brazilian steakhouse downtown and kind of shared some
time. Yes.
That was really nice.
Was it one where you have the green side and the red side coin,
yep,
and you just keep that green side up and you just keep the meats coming,
yep,
baby?
I never turn red. It is green all the way. All gas, no break.
Ryan, next time you come to Milwaukee, we will we'll hit up the grill together and we'll definitely partake. Nice. So I started the show, and I kind of want to start here before we get into like all the glory and all the happiness, because yesterday really was a happy day for so many things. I guess I can't believe, because sports fans are sports fans, but even national broadcasters, I can't believe the number of people I woke up to and then throughout this morning saw on Twitter just absolutely lambasting the officials, specifically with the Wicks touchdown catch and with the false start with Belton and the timeout at the same time. We're like national guys are like having tantrums about, oh, the Packers, you know, the fix was in and stuff like that. Like, I mean, like, stuff like that happens every week in the NFL. Like, what are we, like, I don't know. I don't know that I have a question about it, but what were your observations of those plays and how they fit in with the scheme of the game?
Yeah. Okay. So there's two things here. One, were the officials good or not? And then two, did it alter in any way the outcome of the game? The first, no, the officials missed calls. They missed calls both ways. I mean, I think it's fair to say that video sure seemed to show that Matt LaFleur didn't get the timeout called before Anthony Belton false start. As far as the Dontayvion Wicks touchdown, I don't see how you can overturn that play one way or the other. If it's called Agreed. A catch on the field, if it wasn't called a catch, I don't think you can make it a catch. I think, to me, it was a catch. Was there movement? Sure, but I don't think it was clear that he ever lost control of the ball after his right foot was down, so I had no problem with that. But if you want to say, okay, they missed calls for the Lions, I mean, Christian Watson had his wrist held, forcing him to make a one-handed catch. They missed calls for the Packers, too. So, no, they were not good. My bigger thing is it in no way affected this game. The Packers controlled this game throughout, and what this game came down to was five plays all on fourth down. And the Packers were 3-for-3, and the Lions were 0-2. That was the game.
Absolutely, preach on.
The officials have nothing to do with that.
All right, Ryan Wood joining us here on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. I absolutely agree. And it was, you know, those are numbers that you can't argue. I mean, 3-for-3 and 0-for-2. I think that went a long way toward determining this game. I will say that watching this game, and I watched it with my extended family, a lot of them don't watch the Packers week in and week out, they were pretty impressed by what they saw. They thought Love looked really good. They thought the receivers looked good. Obviously, Micah had a great game. Like, I feel like this is the game you walk away from, not, you know, besides the Devontae Wyatt injury, which, of course, we'll talk about and is the sad part of the game. But overall, like, this team looked really good yesterday, I thought.
You know, that was a team that could win the Super Bowl. They controlled the game on the road against a really good Lions team that was playing with desperation, because now it's 7-5 on the outside of the NFC playoff picture looking in, which is a position that it is subpar of what the talent on their roster. And it was fascinating yesterday to hear Detroit fans booing Dan Campbell. If you would have closed your eyes and not known that you were at Ford Field, you would have thought it was Lambeau Field and it was Matt LaFleur. I mean, it sounded exactly like that. This was a team that was playing with desperation with a lot of talent, and the Packers controlled that game throughout. Four times they had a double-digit lead. They never trailed. So that was they controlled the game, and it for me, it was a three-pronged win. It was Matt LaFleur, Jordan Love, and Micah Parsons. Matt LaFleur coached his tookus off. I mean, you want to talk about you want to talk about a coach that, okay, where's the aggression? Where's the creativity? He showed it all. In the biggest game of the year. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, he still has work to do with this team.
Yeah.
But that was a championship coaching level. It was a masterclass. He out Dan Campbell, and he ran laps around him for one game, which just happened to be the biggest game of the year. So you start there. Jordan Love, four touchdowns, no interceptions. Quarterback play at its finest is maximizing big plays in minimizing mistakes. That's textbook what he did. And the fact that this is the blueprint for the Packers offense, their passing game. They want to spread the wealth, right? That they've always talked about. It's not just one guy. The three fourth down passes that he completed were done to Dontayvion Wicks, Romeo Dobbs, and someone else.
Christian Watson.
There you go. The biggest play of the game was to Christian Watson. It was all hands on deck instead of targeting on one guy. And then you see that, you start to wonder, okay, maybe they're onto something with spreading the wealth. Maybe when all players are involved and they're put in the best position to succeed, this offense can become something greater than the sum of its parts. I think that's what you saw. As far as Micah Parsons goes, how neat is it that on a play that he makes NFL history for only player, not just first player, only player in NFL history with at least a dozen sacks first five seasons, it was the same play he called game. Like, when records are broken or set, you want it to be relevant in the context of the game. that couldn't have been more relevant. And the play that mm-hmm. I mean, he was eight yards away from Jared Goff on that inside stunt, and he closed like he teleported to the quarterback. That's why he's the only player in NFL history with five straight seasons to start a career with a dozen sacks. So when you have those three elements clicking at that level, the Packers have a higher gear that not many teams in this league can match. They don't play at that all the time, but it's there. We've seen it. It wasn't the first time we saw it in Detroit, but it was maybe the largest portion of a game that we've seen it this year.
Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon. Ryan, let's talk about Christian Watson a little bit, because we've given our love out to Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur. And Dontavian Wicks, a big game as well. But Christian Watson, I don't think anyone could have anticipated. It feels like we continue to say this every week, how productive he looks and how, you know, efficient he looks after returning back from that ACL injury. Ryan, I don't even remember the last time the Green Bay Packers completed a ball like they did on that touchdown to Christian Watson. How much do you see Jordan Love developing that trust, or already having that trust and implementing it a little more this year? This is the best version of Christian Watson I think we've seen on this Green Bay Packers team, and in a desperate need for the trust of a number one option when Tucker Kraft goes out, Christian Watson seems to be stepping up to that moment and taking real big advantage of it, Ryan.
I think that you have seen the landscape fundamentally change in this offense's passing game over the last 2 weeks, and it needs to stay that way. Right. That's a big statement that I just made, and we don't know what next week looks like. But it needs to stay this way, because we talk about spreading the wealth, and they did that. Everyone was involved. But then you look at the stat sheet. Christian Watson led the way with 10 targets. Dontavian Wicks, who I think there's a lot to say there, Dontavian Wicks has always had the talent to do what you just saw on Thanksgiving. He's always had that talent. The NFL is full of very, very talented players. I feel the same way about Dontavian Wicks I feel, by the way, about Luke Musgrave. There's no shortage of talent there. But what makes a good player something more than a talented player is the consistency. Are you able to do it consistently week in and week out? Those are good players in this league. Everyone's talented. Dontavian Wicks, he had the drops last year. He had the injury, the calf injury that has been bothering him since training camp this year. He has not been consistent enough to be a good player, but the talent is there for him to do what he did on a more consistent basis. He had 7 targets, second. Romeo Doubs was third with 4 targets. Doesn't that just seem like the way it should be in this offense? And by no means. Romeo Doubs had a fourth and goal from the 2 touchdown. He should be a part of this offense. I'm not calling for him to be exiled to the sideline by any means. But should he be your leading target guy every week when you have Christian Watson mm-hmm. on the field, when Dontavian Wicks gets open to the rate that he does? No. And so when good offense is getting the ball to your best players as much as possible, they were able to do that and kind of spread the wealth. That is the carbon copy, no matter what week it is, who they're playing, of how they draw it up, how they want it to look offensively in this passing game.
No doubt about it. Ryan Wood joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, and talking about those wide receivers. Christian Watson just tilts the field. I actually had a question about the offensive line, because I feel like I didn't really notice the offensive line yesterday. And a lot of times we say that's the biggest compliment you can give them. You know, we didn't see a lot of false starts. We didn't see a lot of holding calls. Is there a chance this offensive line, with Belton now in at guard, is starting to round into shape at the right time?
As good as the passing game was, I don't think it would have been as good if not for this was the best version of Josh Jacobs in the run game that we have seen in a long time. He didn't have 100 yards, but he had a 29-yarder, his longest of the season, his first 20-yard carry of the season. And I do think that they have found something with Sean Ryan at center and Anthony Belton at right guard, that's got a lot of just mass on the interior of their offensive line now. Those are people movers. You're going to sacrifice something in pass protection. But the reality in this league is that the quarterback makes the pass protection much more than the offensive line makes the pass protection. And when Jordan Love, I don't know if you saw what Aiden Hutchinson after the game, I thought it was fascinating. He talked about Jordan Love's ability to drift back in the pocket away from the pressure, which buys time, which he is able to do because he has one of the best, pure, strongest arms in the league. He relies on that. He buys time. I think that you can put more on Jordan Love there. He's very good at handling the pressure, avoiding sacks, and put more of that pass protection on him. And the reward of that is what you get in the run game, especially on your interior with those guys now in place. Why that matters? Look at the Christian Watson 51-yard touchdown. Look at the deep shot. Christian Watson told me after the game that they had noticed late in the first half the Lions were a bit flat-footed. They were starting to really cheat up against Josh Jacobs in that run game because it was working. They talked at halftime about, okay, this is going to be an opportunity here early in the second half to take a shot. And Christian Watson had single coverage down the right sideline. You like those odds against just about anyone in the league because of his height, his size, his speed. And that deep shot was set up by the fact that the Lions were cheating up against the run game because they were actually posing a viable threat there.
Yeah, Ryan, I wanted to ask a little bit more about this defense for the Green Bay Packers. Two things. The Devontae Wyatt injury, how impactful is that going to be for Green Bay down the line? It sounds like it's probably season-ending based on what we've heard so far from it, whether it is an ankle or lower leg injury to him. And how would you ultimately look at their performance from yesterday? Because it seemed like they came up in big moments, but, you know, 24 points, we're not all that used to the Green Bay's defense giving up 24 points. They got to the quarterback at a pretty efficient rate, a great pass rush, obviously, and they neutralized Jahmyr Gibbs, but a big day for Jameson Williams, and they didn't have their number one option in Amon-Ra St. Brown there. How do you look at the defense from yesterday, and how do you look at it for the future without Devontae Wyatt?
Yeah, 24 points. That still ties the fewest the Lions have scored at home all season.
Ah, okay.
And it could have been 20 points if Carrington Valentine makes that tackle, right? I mean, you want to know where the Packers missed Nate Hobbs? Nate Hobbs makes that tackle. That's what Nate Hobbs does well. He brings physicality at the quarter position. So I think that'll be very interesting there going forward. If Nate Hobbs does return, he's listed questionable, I believe. If he returns next week, how do they figure that out? Because that play was just screaming Nate Hobbs. As far as Devontae Wyatt goes, it's huge. I mean, there's no de-emphasizing the impact that him not being on the field makes. Micah Parsons called him a player that you cannot replace, and there's a good reason for that because Micah Parsons makes every single player on the defense better. Devontae Wyatt is the player that makes Micah Parsons better. There's no coincidence that in the last two games, Micah Parsons had 4.5 sacks. The uptick in just getting home and actually getting sacks coincides with Devontae Wyatt being full Devontae Wyatt for the first time since that week 4 knee injury. Devontae Wyatt had 2 sacks against the Vikings. He hadn't had a sack since before the knee injury. It took him a few weeks to get there. He had gotten there. And then, oh, by the way, all of a sudden, Micah Parsons is sacking everybody. Devontae Wyatt's the player that makes Micah Parsons better. Not having him, that is going to be a massive thing. There's very few players on any roster, including this one, where you look at and you say, they can't win a Super Bowl without this player. I'm not sure that Devontae Wyatt is one of those players, but I'm not sure he isn't either. I mean, he's right on the fringe. That's how important he is to where the Packers want to go.
Ryan Ward joining us, wrapping things up. Did Brandon McManus, was he trying to kick the ball into the end zone? Is that something, do you know if they care about that as much as, you know, it seems like a lot of other teams were trying to get those runbacks. McManus, I think Tommy was telling me earlier today, McManus, even with missing the games, is fifth in the league in touchbacks. Like, do they care about the touchback that much, or is he trying to get a little too cute, getting it down to the 1 yard line and just got it over the goal line?
Yeah, I don't know specifically about that kick, but I've heard Rich Bisaccia say enough this season that that was not the plan when the ball found the end zone to truly believe that that was not the plan. And something's got to change there. That can't keep happening.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ryan, enjoy. Hopefully you get a couple days off as the team does, and you get to take a little mini bye here.
Going to have Thanksgiving dinner with the family. In a few hours here, going to actually enjoy my Thanksgiving. It was a great time in Detroit. I'll tell you what, that halftime show was phenomenal.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome.
When Eminem comes out there, I mean, You're not allowed to cheer in the press box, and I was able to abide by that rule. But internally, I lost my you-know-what a little bit. That was pretty cool. So it was a good time at Thanksgiving. But I'm looking forward to some family time now.
Awesome. Well, enjoy it. You deserve it. Thanks so much for jumping on. And we'll talk to you, like a week from Monday, I guess?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, bud. Take care.
All right, take care.
Yeah, that's Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, inside the locker room on his way finally to Thanksgiving dinner with his family. Remember, Sports Talk and Football Talk on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
To get started today. Tommy, you ever crush the Brazilian barbecue? You ever get to the grill?
I've been to a couple of them. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about with the coin, you know, flipping it on, flipping it over. I'm a fan, you know. It's something about
keto friendly.
Yeah, you know, it's just like something about the they come to serve it to you. Is something special too. You feel more important every time you're at those places. But delicious food always. I've been in the game for a while on the Brazilian buffet style.
Nice. Love that. And again, our thanks to Ryan Wood for jumping on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call. That's all. When we come back, we have Mason's picks. We're going to make our predictions for the games. We didn't post them yesterday. Mason and Tommy both had the Packers. I had the Lions. So we start the week. They are both 1-0. I am 0-1. We will pick the Bears-Eagles game, which starts in just about 40 minutes here. And then we've got, of course, the Badgers game to get to. We haven't talked a whole lot about our Milwaukee Bucks, Tommy. I think I'm okay. Yeah, I wonder why. All right. Well, let's get into our pick section, pick selection next, right here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. He's Tommy. I'm Thunder.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.